Today, we're diving into a topic that I believe is crucial, side hustles for women over 50. But this isn't just about padding the purse. It's about redefining retirement into a time of growth, purpose, and yes, a little extra cash. So whether you're looking to explore a passion, save for that dream vacation, or simply enjoy the challenge of starting something new, this episode is for you. Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to another episode of Five to Thrive. I'm your host, Valerie Hatcher. Our mission is to provide empowering tips for women over 50 to help us navigate this vibrant stage of life with grace, style, and a whole lot of fun. Each week, I bring you five practical and engaging tips on a specific topic. I hope you find them relevant and relatable, and we'll come back for more. Ready for today's episode? Then let's go. Hey, girl. So, side hustles. It turns out that women over 50 are embracing them more and more. We don't have exact numbers, but let's face it, we're redefining what retirement should look like. More money, more purpose, and taking charge of our futures. But I'm not going to lie, juggling a side gig, my full-time job, and you know, life can be a challenge. Today, we're ditching the idea that this stage is about slowing down. What if we ramp up just a bit to make our retirement years truly golden? Let's talk side hustles, smart time management, and how all of this makes you unstoppable in the years to come. Get your favorite beverage or turn up the volume in the car, and let's dive in. Let's start with the why. Why are side hustles particularly important for us, you know, the over 50 crowd? First off, retirement savings. We've all seen the stats. Many of us could use a boost in our retirement funds. A side hustle can be that boost for retirement savings, but it can be deeper than that. A side hustle reignites your passion, taps into the skills you might have forgotten you had. It's a way of taking care of your future on your own terms. Picture your ideal retirement. Travel, hobbies finally getting their due, or less sexy but vital, peace of mind knowing those bills are covered. A side hustle puts that vision into reach. Now, there can be a feel factor attached to this. I'm too old. I don't have the tech skills. What if I fail? We've all felt those whispers, but here's the thing. You've already survived careers, maybe raising kids, and life's curveballs. You're way tougher than you give yourself credit for. Now look, I know what you're thinking. Who has time for all of this? Where do I magically find extra hours? Truth is, you don't find them. Time isn't hiding. We all have to steal it back. You make time. I've had some side hustles or some kind of side hustle for years now. When my son was graduating from high school, I thought I needed something to fill a void that I assumed that I was going to have. So I became a Stella and Dot stylist. I loved the jewelry, and I probably bought more than I sold. But then I later realized, it really wasn't for me because I honestly didn't like to go to people's houses and having parties to sell stuff. That's just me. I've always wanted to own a boutique. So at one point during this time, a friend and I started an online boutique. It was fun and cool doing it with someone. Now, it was a lot of work. But shortly after our first year, my role at my full-time job changed And I didn't have time to dedicate to the business or anything else for that matter. So we went our separate ways. Then, when my son was graduating from college and I knew basketball was about to be over for good, I decided I'd start blogging again. Actually, I didn't think of it as a side hustle at that time. It was just going to be something to do. See, I had blogged several years prior, and it seemed like something good to get back into. Well, blogging and content creation and podcasting has since turned into an unexpected side hustle, one that I enjoy. While it's fun and rewarding, it does require some serious time management. Here are a few time management strategies. One is do a time audit. So if you're thinking about side hustle and where you're going to find this time, then maybe track how you spend a typical day. It will show you where you might have time and even where your time disappears. Or two, what they say, early bird catches the worm. Well, I've read a lot of books that support getting up early and knocking out a few items. Even 30 minutes before most folks wake up is beneficial. Now, most days, I try to allow 30 minutes to an hour before work to get things done. I usually plan it out the night before so I'll know what I need to do. Number three, so that lunch break power hour. So instead of maybe mindlessly scrolling, batch some side hustle tasks. I at times use my lunch break to either get things done or it may serve as my workout time so that it frees up my evening. A couple of techniques that I've used are the Doro, where you work in short sprints. So for instance, you work on one thing for say, 25 minutes, and then you take a break. And then you start back up again, either on that same thing, or maybe you're going to start up and you're going to work on something else for another 25 minutes or so. So it's like working in sprint. The other that I actually prefer is time blocking, where I block out a certain amount of time to get tasks done. So for instance, let's use today. I am having my office painted this week, and so I knew I needed to do a lot to prepare for paint, like move stuff. So I actually blocked out a period of time to prep for the painting. And then I had blocked out some time to get my desk clean. I even blocked off time to call my mother, and I blocked off time to record this podcast. And so when those time blocks are over, then I move on to the next thing. I actually use an app called Structured, and it helps me with my time blocking. I mentioned batching earlier. Batching work tasks can really be a game changer. Batching is about doing similar tasks together to minimize distraction and to maximize efficiency. So for instance, say I have editing to do. Then I am going to spend X number of time, like maybe an hour, 45 minutes or whatever, and all I'm going to do during that period is editing. Or I have writing to do. All I'm going to do is write. So I am doing that same task during that period of time. So it helps me to stay focused on the task at hand. Then lastly, something to consider is outsourcing and what it can do for you. So for instance, if paying someone to clean frees up your Saturdays, then it might be worth the investment. Other small tasks for outsourcing could be doing laundry, having someone do your laundry, or grocery delivery, etc. As you can see, managing time is crucial. It's about being realistic. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's how we use them that counts. Now, one last thing. Protect your personal time like it's gold and learn to say no. It's not just a word, it's a strategy for keeping your time your own. Choosing the right side hustle is key. Think of your side hustle like, a small investment. What skills or experience do you already have that people will pay for? This is where we shine. Maybe you're a whiz at editing or a marketing guru, or you have some killer organizational skills. Don't chase what's trendy. Follow what's sustainable. Tap into your experience. So consulting or freelancing in a former field or a field that's adjacent to it, or online teaching, maybe share knowledge on platforms like Udemy. Or if you love creating, I have a friend who makes t-shirts, and she has for years. And so her t-shirts are on Etsy, and she does vendor shows or fairs. And the income has now that she's retired, it has gone to help supplement her retirement. So it's something she loves to do, and she makes money from it. So turning her talent into profit. There are even services. So if you like dogs, maybe dog walking or dog sitting, home organization, maybe helping people organize their closets or elder care, those things are in high demand. But how do you know? Here's some things to ask yourself. What am I good at, even if it feels rusty? What did I enjoy previously that has income potential? And then, do I want online flexibility? What kind of flexibility do I want? Not everyone just wants to be online. Maybe you want to go to a center to do your work, or maybe you're going to volunteer, or not necessarily volunteer, but do some work for your church part-time. What is it that you want to do? How much time and flexibility do you need? Try something with a low startup cost. We're not trying to break the bank. We're trying to build it. So the possibilities are endless. One of our listeners, Sarah, turned her love for photography into a freelance business, taking portraits and selling prints online. Her startup cost? Well, it was just the camera that she already owned and a website. So let's think big picture. This isn't just about earning some extra cash. It rewires your brain. You become a problem solver, a self-starter. That's exactly the mindset that you'll want when formal retirement rolls around. Think of your side hustle as a transition trainer. Plus, let's be real. Seeing those extra savings add up, that's some serious peace of mind. So the side hustle could be the cornerstone of your retirement plan. Think about scaling it into something that can provide a steady income post-retirement. So your bank account gets a boost, but then so will you. Your side hustles will build confidence. So taking even a small risk reminds you what you're capable of. It will build problem-solving skills. So clients, tech hiccups, forces you to be resourceful. It builds community in connecting with other side hustlers, especially in this age group. It can be empowering. And then it's meaningful work. So maybe your day job has lost its spark. Well, this is where you can rekindle it. Here's a financial tip, though. Even a small side hustle income can contribute to an IRA to help grow your nest egg tax efficiently. Let's think about the tax implications, though. And yes, the tax man cometh, even for side hustlers. A simplified chat with an accountant can maybe demystify this whole tax situation for you, ensuring that your hustle is as efficient as possible. Now, here's what I have to say. Don't let fear stop you. I've linked in the notes for you a free side hustle brainstorm worksheet to get those ideas flowing. And let's create a community. Leave me a voice message at pod.agingwithgraceandstyle.com and let me know if you currently have a side hustle or if you have one that you're thinking about starting. Now, I'm no expert, but I'll be happy to talk to you about it. Let's support each other. Because, listen, we are not alone. We're not done yet. We are just getting started. So there you have it. Side hustles are not just a way to make extra money. They're a path to reinvention, a safety net, a potential goldmine for retirement planning. And as I mentioned, I'd love to hear your side hustle stories or any questions that you might have. Who knows? Your story just might be the inspiration that someone else needs to take that leap. Remember, it is never too late to start something new. Until next time, keep hustling, side hustling, that is. Thank you so much for joining me for 5 to Thrive Tuesday. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed the segment, please rate, review, and share it with a friend. Let's stay connected on Instagram, Facebook, and or Threads at @IamValerieHatcher or email me at hello@agingwithgraceandstyle.com. Until next time, let's continue to age with grace, style, and a touch of sass.